This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Hello, and welcome to Financially Speaking. My name is Logan Waller from Bushka Wealth Management and Bushka Retirement Solutions. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. And while at the website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music. So for an ever-growing segment of Americans, a 401k is one of the most significant elements of their retirement strategy. And if they work for a company that offers a 401k match, it becomes even more essential. So that begs the question, what should I do if my employer eliminates its 401k match? A U.S. News & World Report article, What to Do If Your 401k Match is Cut, tells us that when economic times begin to get a little bumpy, some companies will cut their 401k match in an effort to reduce overall expenses. If you find yourself in that position, your first step should be a review session with your financial services professional. Thankfully, the article does explain that if your company shrinks or entirely ends its contributions to your 401k, there are some things you and your financial services professional may be able to do to keep you moving forward toward that retirement you aspire to have. But before we get any further in today's show, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who I know will never eliminate his contributions to the show.
Hope not. As long as my voice holds out, that's what I always say. I'll be here each and every week with you. I really appreciate it, Logan. Great to have you on today as a host. I like it. Cole is away, and Logan is here to play. I like it.
Yes.
That's very good. Well, and this is a great topic. It really sounds like a good one. It's hard to think of something that would derail someone's 401k strategy, like unexpectedly losing their company match. That's probably going to do it. It sounds like there are some things people can do if they find themselves, you know, in that position, though. So I'm glad that we're going to talk about this today. But first, how have you been, Logan? What have you been up to?
I've been good. It's been a busy summer here for me. I decided to remodel my basement, so I'm a handyman now. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing it yourself?
Trying is a key word there, trying to do it myself. But yeah, going through the construction phase.
Interesting. So
keeping me busy.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Well, I wish you the best. I cannot do that. I'm just jealous because I'm not much of a handyman. I'll tell you that. And right now, to do any remodeling, if you pay someone to do it, it's outrageously expensive, right?
Yes. I've seen that. So that's why I'm trying it on my own. But
let us know how that goes.
We'll do. How's your summer going?
Good. I've been really busy with my parents because they are both in long-term care now. And I have to go down there and help them handle, you know, I'm trying to handle their finances and things like that for them. But that's keeping me busy. But I've been having a good summer with my family. We've been trying to get out as much as possible, out and about, and keeping busy here at work. So it's all good. Now, regarding this topic, obviously, you really want to take care of your 401k and make sure it's going well, and I think a lot of people don't understand how their 401k works. So, what do you want to do on this one? Where do you want to start?
Yeah. So the article that I referenced first notes that if you suddenly lose your 401k match, you should assess your overall financial picture. Situations like these can sometimes produce a panic, and the panic can sometimes produce poor decision making. So a good financial assessment may be able to help you alleviate some of those potential panic attacks that you may go through. So reaching out to your financial services professional to set up a meeting can definitely help. And also bear in mind that a healthy 401k is about more than just the match. So as the article explains, numerous retirement accounts provide you with a possible tax advantages. When it comes specifically to 401ks, your plan may shelter gains, interest, and dividends you earn while money is invested in your account.
Right. It's a good reminder that if we get unexpected financial news that could upend our financial strategies, we shouldn't jump to conclusions. Instead, you should get together with financial professionals like yourself and get it taken care of, get a plan in place, right?
Exactly. And as with many other parts of our lives, it's not a bad idea to get a second opinion before we make financial decisions. I pride myself on providing all my clients with a clear, calm, and data-driven insights. So if your 401k match is suddenly gone, your next step should be prioritizing key expenses like your mortgage or rent, utilities, food, transportation. Make sure you're positioned to continue to address those essential issues there. And after you're reviewing your budget, there's a good chance you'll realize you can keep saving for your retirement. And then finally, it's important not to stop making contributions to your retirement savings. If you do so, you may end up playing retirement catch-up later on in life, and that's not a position you technically want to be in.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You don't. And I think people can understand that. And as you've mentioned before on previous shows, nearly all of us have retirement goals, or we need goals for our retirement. A lot of times it's things like travel or hobbies, doing things with the grandkids. Whatever it is, it's important that you don't put those at risk by stopping your contributions to your retirement accounts, even if it's just for a few months. That could really derail things.
Yeah, exactly. And when it comes to your contributions, the article next recommends that if you can kick in more money, it's likely a good move to do so. So after you carefully budget and review that budget, it's possible that you may discover that you have enough money remaining to cover the amount of your company matching that they were doing and contributing to your 401k. So furthermore, if you lost your company match, using your own money to replace it may be a way to make lemonade out of lemons. How? Well, think about it this way, because doing so may eventually lead to higher returns later on, because purchasing stocks right now at current prices is better than pausing your contributions now and then picking them back up when prices are likely to be higher overall.
Right. What about IRAs, though?
It notes the article there that often IRAs may provide more flexible investment options when compared to 401ks. IRAs differ from 401ks in other meaningful ways. So, for example, in 2024, the contribution limit to a 401k is $23,000, and if you're 50 or older, you can kick in a total of $30,500 thanks to the catch-up contributions. But however, for an IRA, you may contribute a max of $7,000 if you're under 50 and $8,000 if you're 50 or older. As many of you listening today likely know, there are two main types of IRAs. A traditional IRA is like a 401k because the money you contribute to your account lowers your taxable income. Therefore, you'll pay taxes once you begin taking withdrawals. On the flip side, though, with a Roth IRA, you pay the taxes on your contributions right away, and that means when you begin taking withdrawals, they'll be tax-free.
Right. And we've talked about this before. IRAs are great, but they aren't necessarily a good fit for everyone, correct?
That is correct, Tony. Like many of the financial tools and options at your disposal, IRAs come with positives and negatives that may make them a good option for one person and entirely the wrong option for another person. If you're thinking about an IRA, I'd urge you to begin the process with a conversation with your financial services professional before making that final decision.
Right. Yeah, that's always good advice right there. In fact, let's take a moment to let our listeners out there know, Logan, how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, so listeners can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com or call our office at 715-355-4445 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about your 401k, your retirement path, or any other parts of your financial strategy. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Logan. Great show so far. We have a lot more coming up. Listeners, pick up the phone. Give Logan and the team at Bushka a call. They can help you out, and they'll run some reports for you. The initial consultation and the reports, there's no charge. There's no obligation. What's that number one more time?
715-355-4445.
All right. And during today's show, we've been looking into some of the things you should do if your company ends its 401k match and how to make that part of your overall plan. What do you have for us next, Logan?
Yeah, Tony, let's keep going with our discussion about 401ks, but head in a more hopeful direction by looking at how you can get the most out of your company match. The Balance article, Getting the Most from Your Employer 401k Match, has some useful insights for us. So the article first highlights the importance of what it calls stretching your match and reminds us that some employers offer a 100% match, while others provide a 50% match or partial match, while some companies don't provide a match at all. Additionally, some plans provide a lower percentage contribution match on a bigger percentage of your pay. So for example, your company may match 50% of the first 8% of your pay instead of matching 100% of the first 4% of your pay. This strategy is often called stretching the match and is designed to provide you with an incentive to contribute more money to your account.
Okay, that makes sense. And it's interesting. I mean, a lot of numbers, but you really want to make sure that you're doing things correctly. I like to think of these matching funds as free money, right? That we get from our companies. And really, it is free money. After you've made your pre-tax contributions to your 401k out of your paycheck. So that means if you don't contribute enough money to that 401k to trigger that match, you may miss out on that match entirely. Am I stating that correct then?
Yeah, Tony, I think that spells it out nicely. So let's next examine some examples of common company matches. The first of which is a partial match up to the first 6%. Often, a partial match is 50% of whatever amount you contribute. In this instance, your company contributes 50 cents to your 401k for every dollar you contribute, up to 6% of your annual gross salary. Essentially, that means your company is matching just 3% of your salary, but you need to contribute 6% of your salary to receive that entire match. Here's another example. If you make $50,000 annually and contribute at least 6% of your paycheck to your 401k, you'll get a company match of $1,500 a year. And 6% of $50,000 is $3,000, and your company will contribute half of that, which is $1,500.
Well, that's good information. What can you tell us about the dollar-for-dollar match?
Yes, so with this, your company may contribute a dollar for every dollar you contribute to your 401k until you reach a total of 5% of your before-tax salary for that year. That means if you make $50,000 a year and add your 5% to your plan, you've contributed $2,500. From there, your company contributes an additional $2,500 or 100%. That brings you to a total of $5,000 for the year. An important thing to consider here is that some companies require you to work for a certain amount of time before it begins those matching contributions.
Oh, okay. So I think you're talking about some amazing things here, some really good information. And as most of our listeners probably know, the IRS has annual contribution limits for 401ks, though. So we need to understand the limits. What are the limits this year?
Yeah, so the limits do change every year, and this year you can contribute up to $23,000 of your pre-tax income to your 401k, and if you're 50 or older, you can contribute an additional $7,500 in catch-up contributions. Additionally, the combined contribution between you and your company may not be more than $69,000 or $73,500 with catch-up contributions included.
Okay, so I appreciate how clearly you've presented it to us, but seeking additional guidance and advice on managing your 401k or other retirement accounts is, again, a solid reason to work closely with somebody like yourself. and Bushka Retirement Solutions. What do you have next for us?
Yeah, next regarding 401ks, let's discuss vesting. The money you dedicate...
Vesting?
Yes, vesting, vesting.
Are they back in? I haven't worn a vest in a long time.
I'm out of touch with that, too.
Is vesting the process of wearing a vest?
Not when it regards to 401ks.
Okay,
but
tell
maybe
us.
Maybe in the new upcoming millennial and all that, maybe that's that. But with vesting here, the money you dedicate to your 401k belongs to you, even if you decide to leave your company for another opportunity.
Ah, okay. So you have to be with your company for so long to actually take the match with you when you leave, basically, is what vesting is, right?
You are exactly right there.
Well, yeah, but there's probably a little more to it than that.
Yes. So while the money you contribute to your 401k belongs to you, whether you can keep the money in your company has contributed to you, comes down to that vesting schedule. So in many cases, you have to work for your company for a certain amount of time before you're permitted to hang on to the company's match contributions when you leave the company. So you're likely familiar with the term fully vested, and that term means you've reached the amount of required service time to leave your employer contributions alone.
Oh, see, I thought fully vested meant that I had more than one vest on at a time.
Or maybe even the puffy one or something.
The puffy vest. The orange puffy vest that I wore in the 80s because I wanted to be like Michael J. Fox in the first Back to the Future movie.
Ooh.
It seems like common sense, though, that you'd want to think long and hard before leaving your current company before you're fully vested. And I know, you know, I've heard Cole and Sue talk about clients they've had that have come in after the fact. And they left their company like 3 months before they were fully vested and missed out on thousands of dollars. So you want to look at that. It's worth working there three more months to get that money, right?
Yes, yes. It's true that you may want to delay your job search if you're thinking about leaving until you've become fully vested with your current company.
Right.
Especially if you're, like you said, so close to being fully vested. But I'd also note that you shouldn't keep your current job if you're unhappy.
Right.
And if you have a new career opportunity with a higher salary than your current position, it still could be the right move for you. And remember, again, if you have 401k concerns about moving into a new job, it's worth a conversation with your financial services professional before you make any financial decisions.
Sure. So when does the year end for a 401k match?
IRS contributions reset annually on January 1st for 401ks. So contributions made up until December 31st are counted towards the year's contribution limit.
Excellent. Now, I know that you have a special offer for our listeners out there. If they call in, you'll run some financial reports for them, give them a consultation. There's no charge or obligation. How can our listeners out there do that or get their 401k and other accounts reviewed?
Yeah, so you can reach out to us two different ways. You can go out to our website, retirewithbushka.com, or you can give us a call at 715-355-4445 to set up that complimentary, no-obligation consultation to go through those reports.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Logan. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this quick break.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Logan, the man with the plan today.
Yes.
You've given us a lot of great information about 401ks, which I'm always excited to talk about because pretty much everybody I know has a 401k. They're a huge part of retirement for many Americans. What's on the agenda for our final segment today?
Well, let's push ahead with our conversation about retirement income, but change our focus a bit to 401k alternatives. So an Investopedia article, The Best Alternatives to a 401k, provides some details that I'm eager to share with our listeners here today. So let's begin by looking at traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. If your company doesn't offer a 401k or you're self-employed, you can establish an IRA or an individual retirement account. These accounts may provide certain tax advantages depending on whether you use a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. You may be able to save money in one of these accounts on top of your 401k. You should note, however, that depending on your income and type of account, your contributions may not be tax deductible. But even here, the money in your account will grow tax-free until retirement. This year, the most you can contribute to an IRA is $7,000 for people under age 50 and $8,000 for those who are 50 and older.
Well, yeah. Are there any early withdrawal penalties, though, with IRAs?
In most cases, both 401ks and IRAs have early withdrawal penalties if you take that distribution before you turn 59 and a half, but there are some exceptions to that rule.
Yeah, that 59 and a half bothers me. We don't celebrate half birthdays. I don't know why the IRS doesn't round it up or down. It seems just to complicate the math
yep.
for people and make it more complicated. But if there's a chance that you'll need to make a withdrawal before you're 59 and a half, again, that's something you definitely want to work with a financial professional on before you make that move. Now, what do you have for us regarding traditional IRAs versus Roth IRAs? I know you like the Roth IRAs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Tony, that's a great question, and we get it quite often. So deciding between a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA often comes down to whether you want to pay your taxes right now or pay them later. With a traditional IRA, your contributions are immediately deducted pre-tax, and that means you'll pay income taxes once you begin those withdrawals, which can still be a decade or more down the road. If you elect to utilize a Roth IRA, you contribute after-tax funds, and that means when you begin withdrawals, they'll be tax-free. Additionally, your earnings and investment growth are also tax-free. So furthermore, with a Roth IRA, you won't have required minimum distributions when you turn 73, which isn't the case with traditional IRAs and 401ks.
Right. Okay. How should we go about choosing between a traditional or a Roth IRA?
Well, when making a choice between the two, a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, a solid place to begin is simply asking whether you may end up in a higher tax bracket when you retire, and if you and your financial services professional think future tax brackets will likely look like today's brackets. IRAs, both traditional and Roth, have benefits and drawbacks that may make them a good fit for someone and a poor fit for others.
Okay. Well, what do you have for us on SEP IRAs? I've heard of a SEP. What's that?
Yeah, so a SEP, if you're self-employed or own a small business, you may be able to open a Simplified Employee Pension, or SEP IRA, which operates like a traditional IRA when it comes to tax advantages and investment options. They may also be helpful because they have higher contribution limits. So those contribution limits on employer can make to a simple, or excuse me, contributions an employer can make to a SEP IRA can't be greater than the lesser of 25% of the employee's compensation, or $69,000 this year.
Ah, okay. So, and that makes sense. How does traditional investing work into all this? I mean, just regular investment accounts.
Yeah, there are times when traditional investment accounts may be the ideal fit for your financial strategy. You can establish an account at your chosen financial institution, and you can then contribute as much money as you prefer. After that, your profit, whether from appreciation or dividends, will be taxed as long-term capital gains if you hold on to your investments for a minimum of 1 year. This may mean you'll have a lower rate than you would on ordinary income. While contributing to a 401k or an IRA may provide important benefits like deferred taxes or tax-free growth, the annual limits may prevent you from investing enough money to enjoy adequate retirement income in the future. Accordingly, supplementing a retirement account with a taxable account you've invested in stock or bond funds may offer an extra boost for your financial strategy and eventual retirement.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's really important. And now what you do there is so important to so many people, and you've helped so many clients over the years. You really walk them through all aspects of not only financial and investment, but retirement planning and retirement income planning. This is really, really huge, right? I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're willing to handle the normal highs and lows by sticking with your strategy, a standard investment account may meet your needs. But you must put in the work and realize that you'll have to pay capital gains on that growth. So let me close with some important words here. In my professional opinion, if investing is something you want to include in your financial strategy, I think it's essential to only do so when working closely with a financial services professional, because the investing world is complex. And while it can provide rewards, it also comes with some risks.
Yeah. And we've talked about risk a lot on past shows. And Logan, when you say risk, you have a risk analysis that people can take. And again, there's no charge for this. It's just 11 simple questions, and it really helps hone in on where their own personal risk tolerance is. And then you look, you run a report on their finances and say, okay, you know, you say you want this type of risk or have this risk tolerance, but really your investments are higher risk or they're much lower. And so you need to better balance that out. Am I correct in that?
You're exactly right, because our risk tolerance changes over time and our strategies change. So that's definitely something we want to continue to keep an eye on and change as life changes.
Yeah. And that risk analysis is available on your website, correct?
That's right. Our listeners can go out and take that risk analysis and visit our website at retirewithbushka.com, or can even reach out to our office at 715-355-4445 to discuss how we can answer your questions about the risk tolerance, address your concerns about your 401k, your retirement path, or any other parts of your financial strategy. It's our main goal to help you prepare for your retirement you've worked so hard for.
All right. That sounds great. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our host today, Logan. Logan, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Tony. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.